听力课堂，听 class.com。
Eat, pray, love.
When I was 9 years old, going on 10, I experienced a true metaphysical crisis. Maybe this seems young for such a thing, but I was always a precocious child. It all happened over the summer between 4th and 5th grade. I was going to be turning 10 years old in July, and there was something about this transition from 9 to 10, from single digit to double digit, that shocked me into a genuine existential panic usually reserved for people turning 50. I remember that life was passing me by so fast. It seemed like only yesterday I was in kindergarten, and here I was, about to turn 10. Soon I would be a teenager, and then middle-aged, and then elderly, and then dead. And soon everybody else would be dead, too. My parents would die, my friends would die, my cat would die. My sense of helplessness was overwhelming. What I wanted to do was pull some massive emergency brake on the universe, like the brakes I'd seen on the subways during our school trip to New York City. I wanted to call a timeout and demand that everything just stop until I could understand it. I suppose this urge to force the entire universe to stop in its tracks until I could get a grip on my thoughts might have been the beginning of what dear friends of mine have called my control issues. Of course, my efforts and worry were futile. The closer I watched time, the faster it spun, and that summer went by so quickly that it made my head hurt. And at the end of every day, I remember thinking, another one gone, and bursting into tears. This sadness is one of the great trials of the human experiment. As far as we know, we're the only species on the planet who have been given the gift, or the curse, perhaps, of awareness about our own mortality. Everything here eventually dies. We're the lucky ones who get to think about this fact every day. And how are you going to cope with this information? When I was 9, I couldn't do a thing about it except cry. Later, over the years, my hypersensitive awareness of time's speed led me to push myself to experience life at maximum pace. If I were going to have such a short visit on Earth, I had to do everything possible to experience it now. Hence, all the traveling, all the romances, all the ambition, all the pasta. When I told one friend of mine back in New York City that I was going to India to live in an ashram and search for divinity, he sighed and said, "Oh, there's a part of me that so wishes that I wanted to do that, but I really have no desire for it whatsoever." And I don't know that I have much choice, though. I have searched frantically for contentment for so many years in so many ways, and all these acquisitions, they run you down in the end. Life, if you keep chasing it so hard, will drive you to death. You have to let go and sit still and allow contentment to approach you. Letting go, of course, is a scary enterprise for those of us who believe that the world revolves only because it has a handle on the top of it, which we ourselves personally turn, and that if we were to drop this handle for even one moment, well, that would be the end of the universe. But try dropping it. This is the message I'm getting in India. Sit quietly for now and cease your relentless participation and watch what happens. The birds do not crash dead out of the sky, after all, in mid-flight. The trees do not wither and die. The rivers do not run red with blood. Life continues to go on. Even the Italian post office will keep limping along, doing its own thing without you. Why are you so sure that your micromanagement of every moment in this whole world is so essential? Why don't you let it be? I hear this argument, and it appeals to me. I believe in it intellectually. I really do. But then I wonder, with all my restless yearning and with all my hyped-up fervor and this stupidly hungry nature of mine, what should I do with my energy instead? That answer is arriving too. Look for God. Look for God like a man with his head on fire looks for water.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls.